Swipe right.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Domino Effect with your co-host, Demoria Ghostin, and
your co-host, Stephen Dot Parker.
Why the dot?
That's how I picture it.
Really? It makes it sound like an Instagram name.
Nope, that is not anything. It might not be an email either. We ain't gonna know.
Oh my gosh. So now you got his email, so just try Stephen.Parker at gmail.com.
Nah, fuck you.
Or yahoo.com.
Because it ain't
or
my email.
He's lying. Wait. Send him spam mail.
Please, no dick pics, please.
All of the dick pics. He deserves them.
I don't want to keep going further on that. What is up, my?
No, don't say it. No, don't say it. This isn't your YouTube channel. You can't say that.
I was about to say the N-word.
End the podcast. And we're out.
A minute in and he's done.
I'm already done with this shit.
What's up, guys? We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
I thought you were going to do your YouTube intro. I was about to get mad.
I feel like the what's up, guys, is automatically like my YouTube thing. No. I don't mean to.
It's like the what's up, guys, and then the next
what's
part.
Up, guys? How are you doing?
My
big-hearted small family.
Yeah.
That's a good intro.
That's a really good intro. You keep that.
I will keep that.
Put it on a t-shirt.
I will put it on many things.
Will you put it on underwear?
Yes, that's where my mind was going.
Yeah, high five.
Woo. Ah, I hope that sounds beautiful in the audio.
I do.
If the mic's even on.
The mic should be on. And we'll be right back because we're going to go check that. Actually, I got to add to that
We're back.
And we're back.
Wait.
You could put an ad right there.
Oh, we're not going to put an ad in between that because that's dumb. Because we didn't even start yet.
It was a minute.
It was a minute.
Already hit him with some bullshit ad. I mean, Anchor ad.
Hey.
Download the Anchor app because we're going to have music in this podcast. And the only way you're going to be able to hear that music from Spotify is if you listen through Anchor. So go ahead and download that Anchor app. It is totally 100% free. It doesn't cost you a thing. You just have to make an account, which is simple if you have a Google account or a Facebook. There you go. It's on iOS and the Google Play Store. There you go.
I almost said Android app.
Nah, bro.
It makes sense, though. Android
I mean, you could.
App.
Yeah, you could say that without that being a problem.
Yeah, no one would care. Yeah, people would care. People
you
suck.
Think?
Yeah, people suck.
Nah, man. I don't think nobody would.
Anyways. We have a couple things today, as like normal. Usually we talk about
a little bit of
podcasty stuff, like personal stuff.
Yeah, we got some personal stuff. The personal section today is on depression and how it affects me and my co-host. But before we get to that, we will be talking to you guys about Anthem.
Oh, sorry.
No, that's you.
No, I was going to say this is what well, here's what I was thinking. We're only making it one personal thing because like with the
relationship
up,
thing. Yeah, we're going to be drained after
we're
that.
We're going to be drained, a little sad. Maybe I might cry for once. And So we're but before that, before we get to even that, we got to talk about some Anthem. A little bit of Anthem, which you don't know is a video game. Sucks if you don't know. I mean
Anthem is quote unquote one of the biggest games that came out in early 2019, late 2018.
Yeah,
so you know it's a really fun game, but let's just
we're already gonna get into it.
I know, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy. We might want to bring it up.
Right.
And then the other thing is I will be talking about pop culture events. We listed a whole bunch of things about movies and games last time, so I thought, why not just pop culture
events
in general? Like the events, like stuff that you care about.
That's coming up this year, right?
Yeah. This year, there's a whole bunch that happened already, and then we have to talk about a passing of a beloved character.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. And then we will talk about that. We will talk about in the middle to soften the blow.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, I'm with it.
But yeah. Let's get this started.
Oh, and then just on a side note, a little side thing, we're going to also be giving you guys an update on the Sonic movie and how it affects how it affects the animators and everyone who actually has to go back and redo Sonic's design. I'm going to be giving you guys a little in-depth analysis on how that affects people
Man's
and how
doing homework.
Yeah, man. The Sonic movie is like really my stuff because I love Sonic.
Sonic's amazing.
Yeah, he
Sonic is. Is my boo.
Okay. moving on.
I have Sonic in my room. You know, the little figure.
Yeah, I see.
I'm like,
that.
Hey, look at my Sonic. I saw someone had that in their front of their car, like that same one in their dashboard. Hmm. I was like, that's a smart place to put it.
Really?
Think about it. He's got to go fast.
But would it move if you hit a stop?
No, you put Velcro or something.
Oh, that is smart.
Yeah.
Wow.
You just know that that is its life. It lives there now. Yeah. And also, you fucked up your car because that when you take that, try to take that Velcro out, my foot just twitched and I hit the table so hard. Really?
All right, so let's get into your pop culture segment.
Ah, I got you. We take it over to Stephen Parker over here. And I will bring you guys up some pop cultures and hopefully get some feedback from the other co-host.
Yeah, of course. Of course I'm going to be giving my 2 cents about it.
I don't know. This isn't like – it's slightly updated, and I think they only mentioned a couple. It might be a bias list. So I'm just going to name ones that I care about and make you my own bias list. Anyways. So we got in what were we? Were we just in May now?
Yeah, it's like May, what, 17th,
18th? Yep. Yep, we're in May. And it'll reach out to, like, a whole bunch of things. I don't know. That makes no sense. But, like, a lot of things, like New Kids on the Block, you know them, started off their tour on May 2nd. They ain't kids anymore. But, you know, that's a thing. Like, they look – oh, look at that. That dude looks like he's balding.
Yeah, they're definitely in what, their mid 30s, early 40s.
I don't really listen to them, but the Backstreet Boys, which they do their world tour as well on May 11th. So, you know, if guys are ready for that. Oh, it's already happened. But you know, it's happening. That's why I brought it up still.
Yeah.
And then
is that James Franco?
No, what are you talking about?
Huh.
It's Jackman kicks off his world tour. That's interesting. And something else that we didn't even talk about in the movies is Aladdin hits theaters May 24th.
There's a reason we didn't talk about that.
Go ahead. Talk about what's your opinion.
Man, we didn't talk about Aladdin, so we can bring Aladdin up right now so it can have its own segment because we both love Aladdin. Wow. I love Aladdin. I love the way Aladdin looks.
You fucking cheeky little bitch. you sly little fox. He did not plan any of this.
No, I did not. But now that you know, you must die.
Oh, no.
No, I'm
please
kidding.
Tell my family what this is. This.
Well, the hit list just got a couple people bigger. No, but the Aladdin movie looks really good.
Yeah. I mean, it looks good, but like Will Smith.
As Genie?
As Genie's fine. I think he'll do great. He's a great actor. Yeah. I love his work. There's some questionable things, but every actor has questionable things.
Name me 5 Will Smith movies.
Questionable ones?
No, just name me 5
Will Smith movies. Why are you looking at me like that? I watch all the ones white people watch. Is that better?
No, it's not.
Men in Black.
Okay.
One.
You can't count Men in
Black 2?
No, that's one series. Men in Black.
Suicide Squad?
2?
That one's an unfortunate one.
Don't do that. Don't. I love Suicide Squad. Don't you dare.
You. Oh, I want to know.
It's DC.
It's DC, but it's.
All right, but you got 3 more.
You got Independence Day?
3.
All right.
Yeah, all right. Yep, all right. Yep, all right. Yep. Uh huh.
Aladdin?
Nah, that hasn't even came out yet, motherfucker.
I really do know. Like, I've seen it multiple times, so I feel like you're putting me on the spot.
I am. this guy don't know shit about Will Smith.
I just said I like his work. Boy, why is that wrong? Why do I need to be, like, a super fan?
Because you need to be a Will Smith fan.
All right, go ahead. No, don't name off movies, but tell him why he's so great.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Well, yeah, but that's not a movie.
I mean, it's what makes him awesome.
Well, yeah, I know
that.
That
emotional scene when his dad leaves. Yeah, dude, that's it. That's all you need for Will Smith. That's Will Smith love right there.
So I had to tell you, was it I watched that?
No. And me and my dad have one of Will Smith's songs, just the two of us, My dad used to listen to that while I was little. And that's just me and my dad's song. We always listen to that together.
That's adorable.
It is.
It is.
But that's all I wanted. I was just giving you a hard time, man. I don't care.
No, you have me now looking up Will Smith movies because I've seen them. I just don't remember.
White Chicks and Bad Boys. You were missing White Chicks and Bad Boys. Yeah.
White Chicks. I forgot about that.
Psych. I'm playing with you. Marlon Wayne and Damian Wayne were in White Chicks.
Really? Oh, yeah. The other black guys.
Got him, folks. Got him with the trick. Played you like a game of Yu-Gi-Oh. You just activated my trap card. Lies.
Oh, I Am Legend. Really good movie.
Yeah.
I forgot about Legend. That one.
I think he was in Before Earth. After Earth with his son.
Hancock. I really liked that movie when I was like a kid.
I like the unrated version because he was having sex
with What?
He was having sex with a girl in the trailer, and then when he was about to come, he threw her off of him, and his cum shot through the trailer roof like a shotgun shell.
I've never seen that.
Funniest thing ever. I was dying because he literally threw her off of him.
Dude, I've actually watched a lot. I didn't even know. Bright was one I recently have watched. That one's
on
really
Netflix.
Good.
That's the Netflix really series, good, right? Yeah. Is it a series or is it
No, it's a movie. It's really good. It's about basically a lot of stuff. I was really tired when I watched
Give it a watch.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I, Robot, I've never seen.
I, Robot was pretty okay.
I'm trying to think of it. Shark Tale. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh,
he's the main fish.
Yeah.
I've
watched Shark
Tale. I've wiped Shark Tale out of my head. The Karate Kid, the newer one.
The newer
one? I didn't know. I'd never seen that one. Yeah.
He was in the newer Karate Kid? Uh-huh. Are you sure it wasn't Jaden Smith?
I mean, you can tell Google it's wrong. I don't know.
Let me see. I swear, I've seen the Karate Kid, and I did not see him in that movie.
Maybe he was like in the background hiding.
Maybe he was. I don't know. Yeah.
He was in Annie, apparently.
Yep.
Black Annie.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure they're not getting Will Smith and Jamie Foxx mixed up now? I don't know.
It was in Anchorman 2. Didn't see it, so I don't know.
What the fuck?
Bad Boys 4.
Bad Boys 4 hasn't even came out yet. It was announced, but it hasn't even. What the? All right, Google. All right, Google.
Yeah, no, the Google's a little.
Google's the smart.
But no, I've seen actually a lot. I didn't even know I've seen a lot.
Yeah, bro. Like, I know you've seen a lot of Will Smith.
You're just
movies.
Being an asshole.
I told you, I was just giving you a hard time.
It was in that trash ass movie Suicide Squad 2.
Oh, all right. Okay. Next one. Disrespecting DC like that.
Next one,
who's your favorite superhero?
Deadpool. You like Deadpool.
He's not even a fucking superhero.
Yeah, he is.
Name a superhero.
A superhero?
Name a superhero.
I was always a fan of Spider-Man, but from Spider-Man from the comics, not necessarily.
He's a bitch. Okay. He killed his girlfriend.
Yeah, he did.
He sure did.
Like a G.
Wow.
Moving
Snap
on.
That hoe's neck. He's like, I'm tired of her. I need me a new girlfriend.
I've never seen that. I've never seen that.
You've never Spider-Man. Seen that?
I saw the original three, and then I saw the newer ones, which I think Homecoming's the best one.
Have you seen the comic where he kills Gwen Stacy?
Yes. Yeah.
You seen the comic?
Yeah. Yeah.
I used to have a... when I was like, eight, nine, ten?
Hitting.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I keep kicking the table. When I was 8, 9, 10, I used to get Spider-Man comic books. I had a subscription to Spider-Man comic books.
Yeah.
My dad bought it for me, man. When I read that, I was like, wow. He's a whole ass murderer at the age of 16 years old.
I just like watching. I kept reading it. I know what you mean. Because like my uncle gave me all these...
Old-ass comic books.
Yeah, I think I've shown you them.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because I still have, like, all of them. And I have, like, the original, the Superman dies, like, the actual, like, comic. Yeah, and it's in really good condition and everything still. And then I have the bigger one. Like, I have the small one that's, like, literally just him dying in it. And then I have the big, like, whole collection of the whole story.
Yeah.
Like,
do you like Superman?
I think he's bullshit.
Yeah,
but,
he's a trash-ass superhero.
But, I mean, I liked it back then just because I was a kid and I didn't understand how
trash he was.
I never was into Batman. I know that stings a little. Not saying I don't like him. I just said I was never into him when I was a kid.
Batman's a G.
When I was a kid, I was more into, like,
He's like, yo, my parents died, but I inherited the fortune. Now I'm gonna blow billions.
Well,
and be a vigilante.
So he's Iron Man.
Moving on.
That face. Okay, next movie coming out, which you may or may not be looking forward to, in June 21st is Toy Story 4.
We talked about that on the last segment.
We did? Okay.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, we did. You're right.
Yep. Because I think that's the same picture, too.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
But, all right.
Nah, we're good, man. We already said what we had to say about Toy Story.
And Lion King, we already talked about that a little bit.
Yup, sure did.
Someone said it's really, it's going to be really sad because it looks like real animals getting hurt and stuff.
Exactly, yo. Donald Glover, Beyonce, Britney Spears is something I just brought up, but she's not in the movie. But that'd be a tight cast, right?
That looks – I don't think that's what it's actually going to look like. Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge opens at Disney Parks.
Is that like a
theme park? It's not their own theme park, basically. Or I think it might be its own. I forgot.
Is it the same thing they do at Universal Studios when it's all like the Harry Potter section type thing?
Yeah, but it's going to be huge.
Yeah, like the Hogwarts attraction's huge, right?
It's decent. When it's we not went there, huge. It was pretty cool.
Okay.
It was like you had one ride and that was in the back. Mm-hmm. And the ride was really cool, like especially if you're really into Harry Potter. Like, I like Harry Potter. I'm not a fanboy about it. Yeah. Like, I'm just like, oh, that's cool. But I'm not going to buy a robe. Like, that everyone's walking around with robes and wands. I did kind of want a wand, I'll be honest, because when you can go there, spoiler alert, you can go there and they will actually have you, like, choose your wand and stuff. And there's just a huge wall, and it looks like when he goes get his wand. And, like,
that's so dope.
And they have, like, a whole little – I'm not going to say this because if anyone goes, I want you to experience it. When you – they have a whole thing with, like choosing your wand and stuff like
that's
that.
So dope.
Yeah, it's pretty dope. I wish one thing they had was that you can, and I think they have this at the other Universal Studios in Florida, but they don't have it in the California one. Mm-hmm. Is the choosing hat thing?
Oh, really?
Yeah, I didn't have it at the one.
I took a online quiz for that, and I'm a Slytherin.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was also Slytherin.
I'm part evil or some crap.
It's 50-50 apparently. I'm like Slytherin and Gryffindor.
No, Slytherin and I think the other house is Hufflepuff.
Hufflepuff and then Raven.
Yeah, so I'm half something. So I'm like 75 Slytherin and like the rest is Hufflepuff.
I'm straight 50.
I was like, yo, Hufflepuff.
What's up, kitty?
What am I, a weakling? And I was like, yeah, no, I'll stay with the dark spells, boy. I'm out here.
But I heard a lot about this, actually. I can read it if you want.
Yeah,
but,
no.
It says it's coming out this summer, Disneyland in Anaheim, California. And I think, isn't Anaheim, is that Florida or whatever? Get to experience the new land that allows park goers to live their Star Wars story and discover who they truly are in Galaxy Far, Far Away. Disney's Hollywood Studios will open a similar land in the fall. Also, Disney's Hollywood Studios? What is that? All right. But yeah, so it's going to be pretty dope. And I've heard that people like already have tickets, which
really
makes sense. But the hotels around that area and like miles in that expanse
are booked already.
Yeah.
It's the same thing at the
it's like you probably can find a ticket, but it's going to be really expensive to get in now.
But it's the same at what is it, Disney World? It's the same at Disney World. I guess there's like some big event opening up at Disney World or already open, and you have to book like 3 to like a year in advance or something like that, dude. It's like crazy. It's like a restaurant or a new restaurant opened up or something like that, and you had to book like a whole year in advance because it's already just booked throughout the year.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's probably exactly how that is. It's just like, that's, I don't know. Like,
but those are the best things.
Yeah, and honestly, those would be awesome to go to if you have money.
If you got money, it's the best thing for your kids and stuff. Just take them out, really show them what it's like to travel and that the world's just bigger than whatever city they live in.
Well, see, like, I recently, I think it was last year, went to Vegas with my family, dad and my sister. And that was really fun. And we didn't even, like, do a, like, every single thing. But that's kind of how my family's always done it. Like, we always go to places. We don't go to, like, parks and stuff. We go to, like, places. Like, we went to the beach in Oregon or, you know, stuff like that. Like, we did that kind of stuff. We went, it was more, I guess, nature, but yeah, more like, yeah. But, like, I don't know.
We should go to Vegas. We should go to Vegas and you should vlog that shit.
Oh, yeah. I already vlogged it once.
Literally vlog me getting arrested.
The best thing in Vegas.
Because I know what's going to happen.
The craziest thing in Vegas was walking around with a beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's illegal out and on the strip or whatever. You walk around with fucking. There's people, they're like old ladies, like trying to sell you beer.
Really?
Yeah, we spent so much money. On beer? On like just, because every time you, and not even like a lot of alcohol, like you get one beer, it's like $10 for a cold Modelo. I think that's what I had or something like that.
For like that?
No, that was like $6.
Why did I do that? Like they could see me, what I just gestured.
That's why we need to do a video podcast.
All right. How about
after 10 podcasts?
After 10 podcasts.
We'll try it. Videos. We'll try it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Ugly, so.
Yep, me too. I think I have a very ugly elbow, and they'll be just staring at my elbow forever, so.
Your elbows aren't that ugly. You just gotta moisturize them.
Moving on. This is interesting. I actually haven't read this list yet, so I'm reading them while I'm saying it, which I think is nice because then you guys are getting my actual reaction. But Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. The Oscar-winning actor will play Fred Rogers, the late host of the long-running beloved children's series Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, in the up-and-coming Sony picture film tilted A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
So a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
He was creepy.
Won't you be my?
Hey, no.
Hey, over here.
Oh.
Won't you be my neighbor?
They probably can't even hear you. You're so far away from the mic.
I know. That's the point. That's why I said it like that. Because you just said he was creepy.
Oh, yeah. You're creepy.
You're creepy.
Frozen 2 hits theaters November 22nd.
Gotta go see it.
No.
Because we gotta let it go for the second time. We gotta let it go for the second time. Let It Go Part 2.
I'm not even saying I'm like looking forward because we all know. That was it. Apparently that is.
Oh, that's fine.
I bet you there's more, but just this list, that is it. I don't know how old this list is, but I mean.
It's probably not that old. This probably was made like maybe the beginning of May. It made
December 31st, 2018.
Whoa, we are behind.
Wow. Yes. All right, so you know what? There's probably going to be a future list.
Sure.
But yeah. That's kind of cool how much more there is now.
Yeah.
From what, things really do get announced on the year it happens.
What is Sony doing making a Mr. Rogers movie?
I don't know.
It's Sony weird. Makes terrible choices if they're not animated. That's all I gotta say.
Sony does, man, they do their own thing.
They do, but.
Jesus.
Cheez-Its, yo. Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its.
But so we're going to tell you about a lovely character, a beloved character. I'm gonna put it in the middle of a segment because, you know. To soften the blow.
Yeah.
And it's been a long time coming, but it finally came. But I will tell you after this break.
No. And we're back. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing Steven's voice tell you about Anchor.
Anchor. Go listen to it.
Go download it, mother.
Well, we said I'd go, Anchor. Listen to that bitch.
I don't think you can say that. Talking about Anchor.
What? Anchor's great. I love it.
I do too, actually. This is a really helpful site.
I want to date it.
If Anchor was a girl, we have a very stressful relationship.
Why? Why?
Because I ruin things. I ruin good things.
Well, you left on a cliffhanger. Cliffhanger.
Yeah, I sure did.
Yeah. So,
go ahead and tell him.
Yeah, so a beloved character. Has passed away. I really meowed him.
Ew. Grumpy cat passed away. Why don't you just say it? Ew. You really meow. Like, come on, man. You gotta do better. You gotta do so much better.
Fine then. He died. Grumpy Cat finally said, I'm meowed.
No, God, shut up. He finally died at the age of 7 after having complications due to an infection.
Yeah, an infection. So, but he's in a better, hopefully a grumpier place.
Hopefully he's finally smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But they were saying, you know, he was awesome. I never was on that pop culture train, like, you know, buying a whole bunch of Grumpy Cat stuff. It will be out there for a while, I bet.
Yo, the merch just increased like by 10%. That $10 shirt just went up to like $17.25 at Target.
Why Target?
I don't know. Fuck Target.
Wait, what was there our sponsor next?
I stand by my words. Target, fuck Target.
I love you. I will coddle you.
Nah, Fred Myers, Target. Where you at?
Target. Fred Myers.
Freddy.
Fuck you. Target. Hey, what's up? Hey, Tarjay. How you doing, girl? All right, I'm done with this.
I'm mad because someone's daughter's really named Tarjay. I don't know her, but I know she exists.
I bet you.
Yeah. Bet you she does.
Somewhere in LA.
Ah, yeah. It paints such a vivid picture when you say LA.
LA, Tarjay.
Tarjay. God damn. That's terrible.
Tarjay Janins.
Ew. All right, moving on to the next segment.
The anthem, I think.
Oh, yeah. Sheesh. Okay. Oh, yeah. So we'll just let's do Sonic first. Because it's just a real small segment for Sonic. So
Sonic Heroes. What's up?
I love that game. That was the game on PlayStation 2, boy.
Ooh. Dude, that was the best. I had a PlayStation 2, but then I moved over to Xbox, as you know.
I'm a PlayStation 2 baby. My sister had a PlayStation.
My dad had a PlayStation.
I had a PlayStation 2.
Why did you have a PlayStation?
And PSP. I didn't fall into that Vita trap. They almost got me, though. But I didn't. I didn't fall.
I had one Vita game, and it was the Marvel Alliance or whatever it was called. Talked about last time.
Yeah.
But anyways, Sonic, you had a thing. Go.
Okay. So, go. So just to give you guys a little update, since, you know, I dabble with the little edits and everything like that, the little edits and animations and stuff like that. I'm not too good at it, but I dabble in it, and I do a little bit of research when I hear stuff about my favorite characters like Sonic. They're redoing – we already talked about how they're redoing Sonic's design. They completely fucked their that team, the whole team.
Oh, yeah, that fucking sucks.
Yeah, it really does because it goes so much deeper than just going into Photoshop. And then just editing him from there. Like, they have to rebuild a whole new skeleton. Like, a whole new skeleton for Sonic. They have to rebuild it from... Essentially, they have to do it from scratch. Which means, however far they are in the movie, they have to go back and replace him in all those scenes. And probably, worst case scenario, they're going to have to redo all those scenes.
If they get it out by the end of this year, I'll be surprised.
Yeah, I was thinking they're going to have to push it back, but I don't think they push movie release
back. I will say this, and I know this isn't the same thing at all. Like, I want to do animation.
Yeah.
So, like, I get it. Like, I understand the process. Maybe not all 100%, but I know that, like, they got a lot of shit to do. But when I'm editing a video, I'd have to go back and redo it because let's say it just got deleted or somewhat. It isn't easier to do when you already know what you're doing.
Yeah, that's true.
So, like, it might not take them as long because they do have that, like, they basically now have a template in a sort. Like, okay, we're going to have them do this movement and this movement instead of
guessing the movements. Because they really could just keep all, like, the movements and everything in and then just replace it and redo the animation. Yeah. They really could do that. That would save them a lot of time, but they're 9 months behind now.
Yeah, it's still going to take them forever.
They're 9 months behind on just Sonic himself. Like, the hardest part would probably be making the animation for him because they have to put in the skeleton and everything, get the fur looking right in the skin. Since they already did all that, they probably moved on to recording the scenes and everything with someone wearing the green sheet over their bodies.
Yeah.
to give Sonic that.
The wearing all the stuff, the dots
there. Right, the dots and everything. They probably already did all those motion captures and everything like that. They're going to have to redo all that.
Yeah.
So they're 9 months behind. It took them 9 months to get to this point right here. They're going to have to restart. That puts them 9 months behind, and the movie comes out in, what, 5 or 6 more months? Like I said, I don't think they push movie dates back, so.
I think they will.
You think?
When it comes to this movie, yeah. Because, honestly, I would prefer it. That wasn't my phone. But I would honestly prefer it. Like, as a Sonic fan, I think they should. Like, just because, like, it'd just be dumb if they didn't. I would be upset if they don't.
We're just gonna have to wait and see. But that was just a small, we'll call it a Sonic update.
I have two questions.
We'll call it a speedy update.
Oh, wait, two questions about, I can't say anything. I did a lot of puns about
Yeah, you did.
But, Sonic, two questions about Sonics. One, what the fuck was up with that piece of hair that they kept pulling up in the trailer? You know what I'm talking about?
The one
strand of hair that was just like, and he tried to lick it and whatever, and it just had electricity all over it. What? What is that?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's not going to affect the movie at all. It's just weird. Anyways, the second
thing. I feel like that's I don't know why, but I was about to say, I feel like that's how they're going to bring Shadow into the franchise. If they make another movie, that's how they're going to bring Shadow into it.
If they do good, they could probably make another couple movies. If they do good. Like, if he looks amazing after all this, I could see it. Because, honestly, the story didn't seem bad.
Yeah, but like I said, now we're dabbling into hypotheses. And
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the last thing was, what on Sonic did you actually were okay with?
The shoes were fine.
Were they Nikes or something?
Yeah, they were Nikes. The shoes were perfect.
I like the shoes and the fact that he had, a whole bunch of, just destroyed shoes on the side. I was like, that's a little bit realistic. That's okay.
You think Sonic, actual Sonic in his own universe just has a pile of shoes somewhere?
No. Sonic in universe, in his thing.
He just wears one pair of shoes.
Man.
Fucking stink.
Oh, yeah. Those shoes are meant for that.
They stink.
What if they smell amazing? Because they can breathe.
I can damn guarantee you he take them motherfuckers off and it's like a stink bomb.
You've
been wearing those for years.
That'd be weird to see Sonic without shoes.
That's nightmare fuel.
I don't want to search it. I don't want to, but I kind of do. I'm looking it up.
All right, go ahead.
Anyways, if you want to move on to the next topic.
Dude, we're talking about Anthem.
Anthem!
We're talking about the Anthem. So Anthem.
Get that Anthem over here.
Anthem is a shooter looter. Looter shooter.
I like that.
Shooter looter. So basically, we both played Anthem. We both love Anthem, but our love for Anthem is
divergent. Okay, Google.
Really? What? You could just type it.
Fine. That really annoyed you.
Yeah, you could just type it. You don't need to use your voice.
All right.
Anthem is a shooter looter. That's been having a couple of issues ever since launch. I'm pretty sure we already told you guys about Anthem's launch. It was very fantastic. It was wonderful. It was awesome. And then a week later, people were talking about Anthem's breaking my game. And then it took them a month to fix it. And now we're here again talking about Anthem and its updates. Anthem with the updates. It updated and it added a system to where you could get rarities and good items from just
What? I'm sorry. Look. That's Sonic without feet or without shoes.
Why is the under half like...
I don't know. It would make slight sense.
That's him without gloves too?
I bet not. They're just doing it. But I'm just saying, these are all just fan pictures. It's weird. It's fucking weird.
If it's blue, completely blue...
So what are we talking about? Sorry.
Before you interrupted me with noises, we were talking about Anthem. So,
you said there was, because you did a whole bunch of research on it.
Yeah, so we're back to, I forgot what the company was. I did all this research and I keep forgetting the company name.
EA.
It's EA?
Yeah, EA.
EA and Activision.
Yeah, maybe.
That's why we're
making it up. EA likes to put their name on everything.
But it is an EA game. That's the publisher.
We just talk about EA.
Nah, man. EA does its thing. Unless you can tell me about an EA game that hasn't worked too well.
That hasn't worked?
That hasn't. I'm pretty sure all of EA's games are pretty good, right?
EA? Mm-hmm. What? EA's the... They have shitty servers.
But that's just it. That's just the servers.
It's it, but when you have most of your stuff coming from multiplayer games...
Yeah, your servers need to be top
That's one thing you need
but to But what have, about though. Ubisoft? Ubisoft literally ships games out and they're not finished.
When the last time they did that?
Assassin's Creed.
Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, bro. Assassin's Creed has a bunch of glitches that are just ridiculous. Like hopping on a horse and all of a sudden... He missed the trash, by the way. Anthem is an online multiplayer action role-playing video game developed by BioWare. There we go.
It's BioWare.
But it is EA. But it's published by EA, but it's developed by BioWare. So BioWare put out an update that took out... That took out some equipment. Not equipment, but gear. It took out some content, which doesn't make any sense because updates are supposed to add content, but they took out some content because they have this new system to where you get in-game loot boxes, essentially. You don't have to pay for them, but you automatically get loot boxes. But the problem with that is some of the guns that you could get from drops, they put into the loot boxes and took them out of the drops. It's like, why would you do that? Now you're only giving me one source of getting a gun when I had two.
Did they fix this right now?
Yeah, it's like that's the current update right now.
I was gonna say, like, if we went on it today, that's
the update. That's the current update. The loot's
better now.
No, the loot's worse.
Oh,
because it was better before because you had the loot.
Yeah,
and then the box.
Yeah,
so you could get the loot from a kill drop, but then you could also use that in-game currency to buy the box and get it that way. Right?
It just has so much potential that it's just fucking up.
And they just fucked it up. So they took the loot that you could get from a drop. They deleted that. So now some items you can only get from their little loot box.
Oh.
I want to call it a loot box, but you can't buy it with real money.
Oh.
So, I mean, that's the one thing. They held up their end of the bargain talking about there won't be any micro or pay-to-win elements. All you can do for microtransaction is cosmetics.
Yeah.
And we all love cosmetics.
Yeah, because we just want our guys to be the best looking thing in the world.
Awesome. Like, as soon as they add, like, lightning effects and flame effects, that's
and
all I'm...
And more hoods.
Yeah. Ooh, more hoods. That's more all I'm going for. I'm wearing a hood right now. I can't even see.
I am not. And I can see. I don't know what that was.
So that's Anthem.
Anthem, we played a lot of for a little bit.
We should get back on it eventually, sooner or later.
I want to get it back on it tonight.
Can't do that.
Why?
Because I said.
What?
No, it's because I don't have a TV to hook up with.
You do?
I don't.
In the living room.
You're hooking up. If we really doing this, you hooking up in here.
Oh. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, shut your eyes up.
Nah, I could do
it's,
it, though.
It's always a lot of work when you ain't involved, but the moment your name get thrown in the pot, oh, man, I can't do that. He's been bugging me to go see Endgame for forever. The moment I'm like, hey, let's go see Endgame it's together. 3 hours. Man, it's 3 hours long. Man, I'm not trying to go see no 3 hour long movie, even though I've been pestering you about seeing that movie.
Because we need to talk about it. You just go watch it. Be a normal person. Go watch the damn movie. It's been past 3 weeks almost.
I don't want to go by myself. I don't want to go by myself. You should come with me.
All right, let's go.
All
right. Right now.
All
right.
It's on the podcast, so now you got to go.
Well, I don't want to go right now.
No, we're not going right now. Tomorrow.
I might have stuff tomorrow.
Oh, man. Looks like you got to cancel.
Well, I gotta meet my boss. You already know that. And then I might see someone. So.
Yep.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I have no idea. I spaced out thinking about something else.
Anyways.
Are we ever gonna talk about anime?
Yeah, we
could. It's such a huge part of our lives, and we have not put it on one podcast.
Yeah, because we like. We want people to see, to listen to this, and we attempt, like, we want females, and anime, no female.
That's not true.
That's true.
And that's super shallow if you don't talk to someone just because they watch anime.
I'm not shallow about it, but someone is.
I'm just saying, if that person is shallow about it, then that shouldn't be the person you go for. Because what, you going to start talking to her? She going to come over? You gonna throw out Kaneki?
No.
You going to throw out Kaneki?
No, not Kaneki.
Well, what, you going to shove him in a closet?
Kaneki, no.
All right, then. Don't hide who you are.
I'm not hiding who I am. We're going to talk about it. I was just kidding.
Boy, you got an anime shirt on right now.
I know, and I put it in my videos all the time.
Who is that?
I don't know, but he looks dope.
That? Like,
dude, with like eyes on his scarf.
Sick.
I bet you it's from a manga or something. Like, what does that say?
I don't know. I didn't stay in Japanese class long enough to learn characters all like that.
Whatever. Man, I don't necessarily want to talk about the depressing part. It'll be kind of depressing.
No shit. Hey, Jason said good job getting hired. Oh, I got hired on the spot today at my interview. I guess we could put that in there.
Yeah, I don't care.
You guys are good people, so I'm going to tell you. I just got back from South Carolina 2 weeks ago. Well, mm-hmm. not 2 weeks. Tomorrow I'll make mm-hmm. it 2 weeks, and I've already mm-hmm. got me a job.
And he's going out. Every girl he sees.
No.
And he's
don't say that. Don't say that, because that's not true.
Making out.
I haven't even had
it. Everyone's sisters.
You have a sister?
Not what are my you talking sister. About? Nope. She listens to this. Okay. Nope.
All right. Then don't put her in that situation. Right. Shut your ass up. But no, seriously, I haven't even had a date yet. So if you're looking for a strapping young chocolate man, phone number is bleep this part out.
He's like Nesquik.
Ugh, he's like Nesquik. Yeah, just add milk.
Gross. Stop it.
You're disgusting.
What? Fine, you're Hershey syrup.
Hershey chocolate.
Hershey chocolate.
I remember in middle school, we all used to wear the same axe. You remember what the axe called?
The Dark Temptation.
Dark Temptation in the black and gold.
Now we all grown up, but we don't use it.
Nah, not at all.
Now you use, like...
I use Boss.
Whatever that is.
It's super expensive. It's like a dollar. It's like a dollar. It's like...
A, it's like what?
It's like $1.50. No, it's like $150.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why?
It smells great.
What? Is it cologne?
Yeah.
I don't like cologne.
Really?
Cologne's too strong for me.
No, then you should go try the Boss, because it's not strong at all. I have the same issue.
Just like it, yeah, because all like when people like walk by and they're like just sprayed cologne on them, it's just like, ah, dude.
No, I hate it too. The only way you can smell the Boss on me is if you're standing super close. Like I'm talking about shoulder to shoulder, or if you hug me. That's what I really like.
You're gonna shout out, hey, hug me, please.
No, I'm not that desperate. But remember, if you need a date.
If you need
got you.
If you need a hug. I won't smell bad. That's what you should say.
I think we're having too much fun with this.
That's fine. Deodorant is all I use.
Deodorant?
That's mm-hmm. good. I don't use like the crap Axe.
You use?
I mean, the Degree thing. First of all, Degree and Axe is the same thing. I want you to know that.
Degree and Axe? No, it's not.
Degree and Axe are the same goddamn thing. Same logo on the thing for the shirt.
No, because I have to grab antiperspirant Degree.
Yeah, there's different types of it, but I'm saying Axe and deodorant, it's all the same company.
No, well, yeah, but Axe don't have antiperspirant.
I mean,
I sweat. I wake up sweating.
Yeah, no, they do. They do. They have the white one, the white brand.
I breathe and I sweat.
I only bought the white brand of Axe because it's the only one that works.
I try to go Kaioken times 3 and I sweat.
And I'm going to keep ignoring you. I can't.
I know. That ADD, boy, that ADD. God, I'm thinking about every word. Can you stop?
What? What am I doing?
You're touching my headphones. I want you to stop.
I've been wanting to do this all day.
Why? Leave them alone.
I want to know how they go in.
They don't. Stop pushing them in.
What?
That looks terrible.
It does look terrible.
That looks awful.
What's the point of having headphones, the ones that go around your neck like that? They don't even, like, sit still. What are you doing? What are you doing? What's going on?
Putting them in.
Now you're putting them in even though you're like, that's stupid.
It is stupid. This is dumb. Shout out to Jason, man. Thanks for the compliment, bro. I'm doing my best. We're definitely going to move in the next couple months. 2 months. Month and a half. Let's get it.
Tomorrow.
No.
We're going to live. We got,
we, if I moved in with you guys right now, I have zero furniture.
Again. So, okay, hold on. I want to put that out there.
I have no blanket, no pillow.
That's why you start from scratch. When we moved into our first apartment.
Start from scratch.
Shut the fuck up and let me talk.
Start from scratch.
Shut the fuck up. You wouldn't be starting from scratch because you have a place. But basically,
I'd have nothing to sleep.
When we moved into our apartment, we didn't have nothing. I think we had like a couple things. From like her family,
couple things from your family,
but not like that. Not like a couch. Not like anything.
No, I'm not talking about that. You guys had like an air mattress, the beanbag from your, no.
We had a bed. We had a bed.
The bed from your room, right?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be able to do that. I wouldn't have anything.
You have an air mattress. I got one.
I would have an air mattress, no sheet, no pillow.
I got
no
extra blankets.
Oh dang! I just bought a pillow.
Yeah.
At Fred Meyer's, left it in Shamar's car.
It's odd that you bought a pillow, but
I had to grab a pillow.
Derek, I'm tired. This is the only fucking couch cushion.
Taking the couch cushion out and sleeping on them. If you never lived that life, you don't know.
You don't know.
But yeah, it's okay to start from scratch. You jump in there and you just
start from scratch. Can I start from one and not zero?
No.
I got to start from zero.
Yeah.
That's bullshit.
I want to see you grow.
That's bullshit.
I want to see you become a grown-ass little baby boy.
No, that's bullshit. You want to see me sleeping on the floor in an empty-ass room? That's bullshit.
I'm on my adjustable bed looking at you.
That's bullshit. You're not a good like, friend. Damn. You're a terrible person.
It probably sucks down there.
No, open your door. How you sleep? I'm going to be laying on the floor in the corner just wearing clothes because I don't have blankets or anything.
You're like twitching because you've been sleeping on your arm too long.
That's bullshit. You're a piece of trash, I swear.
What? No, I have a couch. That couch is just coming with me. There you go.
So you gonna put the couch in my room?
Yeah, for a little bit.
That's bullshit.
But yeah, I mean, you know, just hurry up.
All right, moving on to the next section.
Ah, I've been kind of avoiding it.
I know.
I don't want to talk about depression because it'll be depressing. But it is good to talk about stuff.
Because we do three pop cultures, one or two personals. So I like the formula. People say they like the formula.
The theory. Yeah, because we also jump around too. Like we did just now for like 10 minutes.
I mean, but that's fine.
Yeah, no, I honestly think it filled in the gap. So do you want to go to a break? You want to do an ad?
Yeah, we could do a commercial break. And while they're sitting here listen to that commercial break, we could go grab donuts.
Nope. Don't got no more donuts.
That's ass.
We'll be sorry right about back. It. Sorry about it. Oh, that's awkward. You didn't press stop.
I did.
And we're back. Welcome back to the podcast, everyone. This is going to be our third and final section of the podcast. You take it away. My nose just started bleeding.
Oh, man, you're gross.
Why?
He just got a random nosebleed all of a sudden. It's probably because of all the pollen falling like snow out here.
What is it? There is this big motherfucker.
Dude, the thing was huge.
It had like 10 pollens, and I said that's going to fucking basically choke a chihuahua.
Yeah, dude, like if that got anywhere near anyone, they're instantly having like a hay fever attack.
Because like people are allergic to this stuff.
Yeah, eyes watering, sneezing, coughing all at the same time. They probably doo-doo on themselves and pee and die of embarrassment.
I don't even know where that comes from. Like I get it and I get the process, but for me it's like where's that tree? Where's the tree that has the pollen on it? Dude, I don't get it.
I don't know.
I don't see it.
It's falling tree. Like snow, man. That's crazy to me.
It's kind of cool. I like this time of year.
Nah, spring. Man.
I like seeing chihuahuas choke on it.
That's evil. but it's final, last segment, we're going to be talking about depression and how it affects us or
depression.
You or just in general depression all around.
Yeah. Yeah, just so, in general.
You know, you guys can always leave us messages at the bottom of the podcast. If you're watching on your phone, it says message. You click on it and you're able to leave a voicemail voicemail, a voice message. We will be able to shout you out and listen to it on our next podcast. So go ahead, leave us a message saying how much you love me or Steven or the podcast in general, what you think we should talk about next, and we'll give you a little shout out. Leave your Instagram name, all that. We all can build a community.
You're always welcome to let us know there's a topic you wanted us to talk about.
Yeah. We'll normally listen to those, so, you know.
I like how you talked more, but I sound more out of breath. Well, we're about to talk about them depressions. Do you want to go? Do you want me to start? What's up?
Shoot, how do we even
back and forth?
Start it.
All right, I'll tell you. I'm actively depressed now.
Okay.
I'm not like I'm going to go kill myself. Hey, first of all, before we really get into this, if you are very sensitive to this topic, because I can see, because I'm just going to be completely open, you don't have to listen to it. And I hope you enjoyed the podcast. I just thought I'd say that.
No,
because it's like, this is a very sensitive topic, and anyone going through depression, this might help because then it's relatable, or it might make it worse.
Yeah,
depending on what we say.
Definitely, if you don't think you can handle listening to depression or the way it affects some people, go ahead and just click off the podcast. We'll make another one on Wednesday.
Wednesday, 3 o'clock is the ideal time.
So say this ideal one,
because life gets in the way, like this one.
Yeah, this one's not coming out at the ideal time, but whatever.
It's still coming out on a
Saturday. Yeah, it's still coming out on Saturday, so we got you. But definitely, just, you know, go ahead and click off. We love you. You'll get through it. If you want to leave us a message about how depression fills your life, and
you, if love you need, him already.
Yeah, if you need to,
he's committed, guys.
If you need someone to talk to, you can always just leave a message, let us know, give us your information. We'll definitely just hit you up or something like that and just reach out a helping hand, because sometimes it just helps for someone to talk.
Effect. We fix your problems. So you're turning this into a fucking talk show.
I'm sorry.
Like Dr. Phil over here.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. But yeah, I guess I'll start by saying, you know, the other thing, I stopped again, but the other thing is like, I forgot what I was going to say. So back to what I was going to say.
I forgot what I was going to say. So back to what I was going to say.
Yeah, I admit that I'm like depressed now. I'm not like I'm going to kill myself or I'm sulking in my car every day after, work for hours listening to the same sad song over and over and over again. Yeah. No. That was hella detailed. I assume that's what people would have done.
Yeah.
No, but like, I'm more depressed when I'm not around people. It's definitely a thing where I just need to be around people. And I think that's my main thing, is when I'm not around people, I get a little sad. Not recently as much, but yeah, it happens. Like, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to try to pretend I'm not 100% happy. So, how about you? You depressed right now, bro?
I've battled with depression in the past.
Yep.
I'm not that in tune with my emotions to really say if I'm depressed right now or not. I know sometimes I feel sad for no reason, but I definitely felt like a deep depression before. Mm-hmm. Like when I was in high school, I hit a deep depression, bro. It was tough, but my friends got me through it and everything like that. So I know this isn't the same feeling, but it's damn near close. It's damn near close. But when depression hits me, it fuels me to do happy things. So I do more of things I would never do before. So, you know, that's just how I deal with it in general.
I'll just, yeah, like you said, do things that make you happy, but mm-hmm. Like jump on the games.
Yeah.
That's nice to be able to talk to some people you don't usually talk to like that. Or for me, I like to just escape, like just take a drive down to the water or go down over to the mountains. You know, something doesn't have to be super far like that, but like you just get away for a little bit. That helps.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're right. I mean, like I have had, I've been really depressed, and honestly, I was depressed at the point where I wanted to take, you know, just be done with everything. Mm. So I get that, and I know that I'm not that. So that's good. And I honestly don't think I'm like, I say depressed because it's a, I think depression is more of not just you're sad, because everyone gets sad,
mm-hmm.
but more of like, it's just a feeling, a sad feeling that's always there.
Yeah, it's like you can't get away from it.
You can't get away from it, and it's just always there. And you are draining. You are legit, and you're genuinely happy at times. Like, you're happy. Like, when we're doing this podcast, I'm happy. Maybe not the woman, but we're happy. And so like, it's just that little tiny feeling that's still there. It's like something on your shoulder that's just chilling there.
Right. It's a draining feeling too. Like, you feel drained. Like, you could go out with your friends and be happy and everything like that. But once you get away from them, it feels like you've been running like forever.
Yeah. And especially like I said, it's probably normal to feel it more when you're alone, because you have less to focus on.
Yeah.
And only your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's probably a thing. But yeah, just going out, doing stuff, working on yourself, all those things help to just ease it, make it nice. Humor is always good.
Oh yeah. When we talk about masking the sadness with humor, that's some serious stuff. So right now I pulled up an article from retor.org. .org means organization, so you know it's trustworthy. That is a citation skill that we learned in middle school.
Wow, you even remember citation.
Yeah, I remember citation.
Wow.
So our
I remember the girl that sat in front of me.
Artor.org. What is depression? The word depression can be misleading. Everyone has felt depressed at times over such challenging situations as a setback in one's career or the ending of an important relationship. For most people, the sadness is temporary. Clinical depression, major depressive disorder, is more than just a temporary feeling. It is relatively long-lasting, can get worse over time, and significantly interfere with a person's daily activities. So if you didn't know what, you know, there's two types of depression. There's a depression that goes away over time, which probably would be the one I felt. And then there's a clinical depression, the one you should really go seek medical attention for.
It's probably what I felt.
It's probably
not right now.
Yeah, it's probably what he had in the past.
Dude, it goes bad. It was like
during high school, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he stopped talking to me and our friend Elijah.
Yeah, which is crazy, because I think it came to the point where I'm just not talking to you, and that's crazy alone.
Yeah, man, you weren't talking to me at all. We would get to school and just not be anywhere I could find you. We have PE class, and you just run off ahead without even saying a word.
Yeah, it was bad. And it was a lot of people think it was that know about it and what happened thought it was because I was in a relationship at the time, and that she broke up with me. I mean, yeah, that had something to do with it, but it was a lot. It was a lot. Like,
that's just like fuel to the fire,
though. Yeah, I think that added it. It was like, yeah, that was a tip. That was done. Because it was not just that. I was also dealing with the reality of like my ADD and ADHD and how that's affecting my school, and how I'm like, wow, that's just, I can't do anything about that. To family stuff, like,
you don't have to get too personal.
No, it's fine. Really, I've already gone way personal.
Oh, my fault.
Well, no, I have. Like, yeah. Really have. And I think that's better.
Shoot. Is it too late to go back? Like, we got to just keep anteing up on the personal stuff.
It's just whatever you want to do.
Until we're like an open book.
I'm practically an open book. I have a YouTube channel with a lot of stuff on it.
Yep.
So.
Yep.
You know, the Parker Project.
On YouTube. What a shameful plug.
If you really want to know more about my life.
What a shameful plug.
And the roller coaster I've gone on.
All right.
There you go. I got a 62 subscribers.
Wow, what a shameful plug.
And I'm looking for more.
I love you. Go back to your story. Just go back to your story.
No, it was about a lot of stuff, like mental illness, family, girlfriend, And probably age has a lot to do with that, because you don't know how to deal with a lot of stuff. And when a whole bunch of things rack up at once, I think I was with my dad, and I think my dad and I were going through a phase where we just, or well, not him, but I just, you know, hated him. It's just like a thing. I hated him, but, you know, argued, butt heads, didn't want anything to do with listening to him or nothing. And I had that with my mom too. It was funny, because it's not funny, but ironic that it was like I had it with my mom, and then we were all good, and then it was my dad's turn. So, but yeah, it was all that kind of stuff. And then, yeah, it got really bad. I would walk to school at 5 in the morning, walk from the house. I lived by the Commons Mall to Beamer. To Beamer.
Yeah.
From the mall.
The Commons. From the which, apartments behind the
by the way, is not short at all. At all. And I didn't even realize at the point. I was just so in my own head and not thinking. I listened to a lot of Eminem too at that point, which is probably bad. Yeah. Eminem and Hollywood Undead. Those are probably two bad things to listen to. Yeah. Yeah. It was bad. But I mean, it's good to go. It's not good to be depressed, but like once you've gone through and if you overcome it, it's nice. Like you can say you got to that point. You know that feeling. So you know, like when you get there again, okay, I need help. And you know how to get out of it.
Yeah.
Your turn. If you want to say anything, I don't know.
Man, depression. I feel like depression hit me differently because I couldn't really. You can't really. You can't really talk about depression to anyone, really, without them. Well, I couldn't talk to anyone, really, because I just felt like people would think I'm whining. Like, family-oriented, I think, like, people would just think I'm whining. If I told them, hey, I'm not feeling 100, I'm not feeling like my normal self, I don't really know what's going on. That's probably why I don't really understand stuff now, is because, like, oh, you'll be fine. Everyone always says that, oh, you'll be fine. Okay, yeah, I might be fine, but what's going on and why do I feel like this? It's like anxiety, panic attacks, all that. I've been through all that. Didn't learn it until I got older. Started going, like, when I started community college, like, they gave out free therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Started seeing a therapist and told her, like, a lot of the stories I tell on here.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, she diagnosed me with everything. Oh, yeah, you have an anxiety attack. Oh, yeah, you have a panic attack. Oh, yeah, I can't believe you're standing up straight right now. How did you get through it? I was like, I don't know. It just went away. She's like, stuff like that doesn't just go away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, so that's what I'm saying. So when it comes to me and depression, like, if it hits, I feel it. It feels like this emptiness. Like, I'm not. It
feels like crap.
Yeah, like, I'm not worth a damn, basically. And it's just like, man. I just get through it by just hanging out with a lot of good people and having an awesome time and stuff. But at the same time, when it's time for me to go back home or get away from people, man, I'm screwed. Because I just get in this mood to where I'm just like, I don't talk much. I don't eat much. I sleep a lot.
No, I get it. Maybe it's just a way to lose weight.
Maybe.
You looked at me like, why'd you say that? why'd you bring that up?
Co-host, man. Hey. Can't get rid of him.
Hey.
Whatever. How much I want to.
Can't get rid of me. I'll take the name.
What? No.
Fuck off my name.
Nah.
I will take.
If we ever separate.
Haley made something up.
You get the effect.
Haley said something. I get the domino. She's like, well, now he can never move away. And I was like, why is that? You guys have a podcast. You got to stay on it.
No, I can still move away. Can we do Skype?
No, that would be horrible. Oh, my God.
You do what you can.
Well, if we're moving together, it'll be even easier, so.
Yeah. So if we ever do break up like the Backstreet Boys.
I would say the Jonas Brothers. I know they're back together now, but they broke up, and it was like, damn.
Yeah, so if we ever do break up, I want the domino.
No.
Part of the name.
No.
Yes.
No. I came up with the whole name. Fuck you. Okay,
whatever. I'm half of it, so I want half of it.
All right, you get the.
No, that's not half. We don't even have the in here. It's just the domino.
The in our email address.
Yes, we do.
And you get the podcast part, too. And the at sign if you really want.
We're using my password, so I definitely want, like, a part of the name if we break up.
No!
So you pick.
The name I chose.
No.
You can keep the chant, the podcast.
What are you going to keep? The email?
The name.
What the fuck?
The name, yeah, just so you can have it. I'm going to be like that. Feel okay. Like, fuck you. Right. Do you have anything else on the depression thing?
Man, we don't even really want to talk about it. That's how bad this is.
Yeah, I mean, because it's just a weird topic to just bring up.
Yeah.
I mean, especially since it's really hard. Like you said, it's hard to talk about. And there's, I mean, like I said what I needed to say.
Yeah, same.
I kind of just like, it's something you go through. It's something you just kind of have to deal with. Mm-hmm. And if you need help, go get help. And if you are against depression pills, I'm completely feel it because I don't want to try any of that.
Yeah, I don't want to be pilled up to feel better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and also, like, just make sure you're surrounded by people. Because, I mean, like I said, I feel better when I'm around people.
Positivity breeds positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing for negativity.
It breeds negativity. Yeah, if you live in a negative situation, get the fuck out.
Try your best to.
Try, yeah, because.
Not everyone could just up and vanish. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Not everyone can just up and vanish, instant transmission their way out of there. Like,
yeah. No. Okay. Next one, we're talking about anime. So, you know.
All right.
I feel like there's urge. Because you're right.
Just,
that's a lot.
I'm just saying, man. Like, whenever Chi Chi's yelling at Goku, where is he the next episode?
Training. You're
training with King Motherfucking Kai.
What the fuck?
He's stronger than King Kai now. He really just be up there just to get away from her nagging ass.
He loves Vegeta more.
I love Vegeta more. I think everyone loves Vegeta more than Chi-Chi. But no, but on a serious note, man, if you're going through depression, always try to at least try to talk to someone. If you don't know who to talk to, you could talk to one of us. We could just be that we don't know you. That what is it called? That anonymous ear. The anonymous ear for you. If you just want to vent. Like, we don't even have to give you advice. You could really just vent to us, and we could just listen.
You can do something I tried where what I did was I wrote all how I feel on a piece of paper. You can just get rid of it or burn it.
Burn it.
Because burning things always feels awesome.
Watching paper burn is fantastic.
No, or you can, like, make it explode, get a little bit of some dynamite. You know, didn't look away because cool guys don't look at explosions.
Just stay safe.
Make sure you're wearing gloves and then you'd be good. I don't know why gloves. I didn't even say, like, eye protection.
You did not. Like, fuck your eyes. But also, get your hands.
If you can get explosions, good for you. Find a hobby. A cool hey, kid. Working out for me helps. Doing boxing really helps. And then, because I noticed, like, I haven't worked out this last week, really. And I noticed there is a big difference. Your stress level is a little higher than normal.
Yeah.
If you don't work out, if you're used to it, I know there's some people that are fine and they don't work at all, but, you know, that's just them. So, yeah.
I've been doing morning jogs and everything like that. But that's just on a personal level that I'm trying to get ready for summer. Drop, like, 20 more pounds. But
summer bod. Summer bod.
Still going to be trash, but next summer, boy, next summer. Ooh.
Temporary summer bod.
Temporary summer bod.
You know what kills you?
Laying down the foundation.
Nah, all them holidays. They roll around at the after summer. First, you got Halloween.
How dare the motherfucking holidays do that?
Right?
It's an attack on your body.
They want to fatten you up.
Yeah.
They come in your hood and be like, yo, you want some turkey?
You want some candy?
Want some chicken?
We got some turkeys.
Got some ham.
Oh, come on. You
know that eggnog, though.
The eggnog. That Christmas ham. The Christmas ham. All the
motherfucking candy canes on that drink. Go ahead, take
you that New Year's champagne, though.
Come on.
You know that's your last one because your resolution is they don't drink.
You know you're going to fuck that up.
We'll fuck that up right away.
You're going to be one day into your New Year's resolution and look at you drinking.
They prep you with Easter. They're like, hey, you see this candy?
They prep you. Like, you got like, damn, I haven't had candy in a while. Man, I've been doing really...
Easter bunny fucks you in the stomach. All right, that was weird. That was...
You always ruin good things.
I didn't mean to.
You always ruin good things.
It was uncomfortable now.
Yes, it is. All right, guys. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll see you guys later. I'd have to
end it on that.
Because you're a fuck up.
What?
Yeah.
If you're going through depression, don't worry. Everyone has gone through depression. Almost some people have gone through depression, depending on everything. And it'll be fine. You got people that love you. I'm hope.
And we love you.
We love you.
If you ever need someone, just send us a message.
We this love guy, you. Black Dr. Phil. Yeah.
Everyone needs positivity.
Yeah, no, I agree. Watch Rick and Morty. That's funny. I'll get you going.
Wubba lubba dub dub.
Yup. Pickle Rick.
Tiny Rick motherfuckers.
Anyways, we'll talk to you guys
later. And,
have a great rest of your day.
Yeah. Sorry this came out so late. We'll try better next time.
Next time.
Peace. Bye. You did it again.
Wow. I'm ass at that.
Stop